You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Laureen Aseo from Nutrition Corp, a healthy meal delivery service specializing in all organic dishes without preservatives, additives, dairy, gluten, GMOs, hormones, added sugar, or soy. Nutrition Corp currently houses six brands, notably Ion Nutrition and Fresh and Lean. Laureen, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome and good to have you with us. So I understand that you began your culinary career from your kitchen. That's quite interesting. Tell us how that happened and how did it progress into selling millions of meals today?
So basically it started, like you said, straight from my kitchen, and it resulted in my dad, getting really healthy as a result of it. He went to the doctors and they told him that he had really high cholesterol levels, really high, basically every single level across the board. And at that moment, we knew that we had to do something dramatic in order to really change his life around. So I started cooking vegan, very plant-based, started it in the kitchen. And as a result of changing his diet, he lost 85 pounds in pretty much 7 to 8 months. People really started noticing his changes and everything, and they started asking if I could do the same for them, which I did. And at that point, once the demand grew, I really realized that there's a real business that could be made out of it. So, you know, the health department kind of frowns upon doing it out of your kitchen. So at that point, when I realized that a business could be made out of it, I had to go to a commercial kitchen, which it started once a week, then twice a week. And then it grew so much that I had to get my own facilities. And right now we're on our fifth one.
Quite impressive in all regards. And when creating Nutrition Corp, what core values were you not willing to sacrifice?
So there are a couple. A big one is transparency. We want all of our customers to really understand the ingredients that we include in all of our menu options, and we encourage a lifestyle, not necessarily a diet. Another one is product integrity. We never compromise when it comes to ingredients. That's one thing that we're very, very strict on, and one thing that we will never compromise is just really bringing our members the best quality ingredients that we can. And then another one that's really big is just dedication and determination. I mean, it's taken a lot to get to where we're at right now, selling millions of meals, and just through it all, we've stuck to it. We've been in kitchens that we've outgrown but haven't been able to move, and we just made it work. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just sticking to it and being dedicated and determined and really going after the mission.
I also understand that you have your own nonprofit, Feeding Friends. What does the organization do, and how is philanthropy aligned with Nutrition Corp's mission?
So it started with, we've been donating a lot of meals to local organizations for years. But the one thing that we wanted to do that we've been kind of building up since day one is the ability to subsidize meal plans for people in a challenging financial situation. So this is something that's launching very, very soon and that I'm really, really proud to do, because ultimately the goal is really to make eating healthy accessible to everybody. And the truth is that the people who need it the most, and who need the lifestyle the most, who need that nutrition the most, are most likely the ones who can't afford it. I mean, they can't afford to go to Whole Foods. They can't afford to go to these really high-end markets where you will find all the best organic product. And for that reason, you know, I've made it and we've made it our mission to really be able to bring that type of quality nutrition to everyone across America. So Feeding Friends is going to make it to where we can subsidize the meal plans for people anywhere.
Well done in all regards. Today we are joined by Lorena Sale from Nutrition Corp, a healthy meal delivery service specializing in all organic dishes and currently housing six brands, notably Ion Nutrition and Fresh and Lean, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Lorreen, we see this trend of more and more millennials wanting to become their own boss. Being a member of Generation Y yourself, what obstacles have you seen and what advice would you give your peers interested in the same path as yourself?
I would definitely say expect the best but prepare for the worst. And the hustle never stops. I mean, the biggest thing is that anything that could go wrong will most likely go wrong, and there's no school for it. There's no real, you know, lesson in kind of going after these type of things, but it's kind of the best is to just be thrown into it. But nevertheless, I always tell people to stay positive, because if you really believe in your goals, in your mission, in your company, and you just really believe in your product and what you're trying to bring, to the people, then you'll be successful. And I think that's the one thing that I focused on, is even in times where I thought there's no way we could make it through, there's no way, like, there's just too much going on, there's always a silver lining, there's always a learning experience, and I think the best advice there is to just hang on and find a really good support system and always be prepared to learn, because you may think you know something, but turns out you know nothing about it. But it's exciting because you're learning new things every single day.
Lastly, Lorreen, where do you think the major shift into clean eating and transparent companies began, and why do you think people are becoming more conscious about what they consume?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I mean, I think people are getting more educated with the help of technology. I also think that what used to work in the past with the big food companies just isn't flying anymore. People are getting more and more educated. They're really paying attention to what's out there. We're not easily tricked as we once were, just because everything's out there and everything is made public. I mean, now with, the Yelps of the world, even Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, if something's going on, we will know about it right away. And I think that people are just really tired of being unhealthy and really tired of not knowing what's going on. And, you know, their health is in the hands of these really big companies and these pharmaceutical companies. And it's just really time that we take that back into our own hands. And it's great that technology has been able to help us with that kind of thing. And the other thing that I see is that everywhere you look now, whether it's TV, whether it's magazines, whether it's new businesses coming out, articles, there's not one outlet that's not talking about health and that's not talking about eating healthy and the lifestyle and how to be better and just all these things. So I think that there's just this general trend that will just keep on going, and it's actually pushing the big companies like General Foods and Nestle and all of those to really make a change even within their business, because they're not able to sustain the level of business that they used to. People just aren't buying the processed foods anymore, which is really great. I mean, not only is it great for business, but it's just great as a country and as a world that people will become healthier, and we don't have to, you know, rely on medication and rely on doctors and just all these things. Like, there's just this really great movement that's happening towards a clean and a healthier way of living. And I think that it's just going to pay off in more ways than one.
And I couldn't agree more, and it certainly has been very informative, our conversation today. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information on Nutrition Corp and how can folks connect with you as well.
So you can check us out online at www.freshandlean.com. That is our vegan line of food. And then you can also check us out at www.ionmeals.com. And that's a line that we have that has animal protein. So if you're not ready to go vegan or anything like that, you can still eat animal protein, but be healthy. And of course, we're on Instagram at Fresh and Lean and at Ion Nutrition and Facebook and Twitter and all those good things. So you can kind of keep tabs on what's going on there. You know, part of this is that we're always doing new things, doing new recipes, new technology, introducing a bunch of awesome things that are going to be coming up in the future. So, yeah, stay tuned.
And we certainly will. Once again, thanks for your time today, and certainly look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you so much. I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Lorene Aseo from Nutrition Corp, a healthy meal delivery service specializing in all organic dishes without preservatives and additives, dairy, gluten, GMOs, hormones, added sugar, or soy. Nutrition Corp currently houses 6 brands, notably Ion Nutrition and Fresh and Lean. And the websites of reference is ionmeals.com as well as Fresh and Lean. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.